Did you find that people with your background found it more difficult
to get that? In fact, the mill girls used to think I was mad when I took an interest in politics.
Oh.
I thought I was up the wall.
Really?
Yeah, did it.
Why was that?
Because they'd never heard of it, you see. They was just, they didn't know, knew nothing. They used to go to a dance or stand at the corner talking to boys, you see.
Mm.
That was their life. And when they knew I joined the Communist Party, well, they expected me pulling a bomb out from under my coat.
Did they really?
And at one period at that time, this overlooker that we had, his father was a manager and he was a Bible thumper. He was a preacher from a Methodist church up North Road, Clayton. And his son was our overlooker.
Oh, yeah.
And he was a Sunday school teacher. Little swine he was. He used to get girls, young mill girls, you know, up in the corner and start touching them and saying that, and they were all afraid of saying anything because he was the overlooker's son.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, he tried it on me one time and got me up in a corner, but he soon stopped it.
Really? What did you do?
I told him. I'd go and tell his father, I think, I'd be brought into the union. And something was going on at that time that I came home and told Sid. And something happened. Anyway, put it in the Daily Worker. Put it to the Daily Worker. I can't remember now what it was. Anyway, the Daily Worker published it.
Oh.
And
was it some trouble at work?
Or it was something that happened at work, yeah. And one of the men, you see, the machinery that I had, what you used to call them, cards. The machine was called a card. It was either raw cotton went through and came out into a fine thing and into a tube. Well, you had 15 cards, but you always had this grinder working with you. It didn't help you, but you had to keep the dust down all the time, keep walking up and down.
Yeah.
And he was a union man. Yeah, I think it was him that got me interested in it, in the union. His name was Campbell. And he was the chairman of our branch. And I didn't know he took the Daily Worker. And this article was in. It was something that had happened in the mill. And I know the headlines was something about the overlooker walked away with a tail between his legs. And that was the headlines in the Star. Something like that it was.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I didn't know this chairman of the union bought the Daily Worker. But he knew I bought it because at that period we used to go of a Saturday night selling the Daily Worker on Oldham Street.
Mm-hmm.
That was a night out. I told you we had no money. And another union committee member came up to me one Saturday night, and he belonged to the Independent Labour Party, the ILP, and he bought the Daily Worker off me, you see. Anyway, this article was put in, and this slimy bloody chairman, although he was a trade unionist, shows it, the overlooker, this little Teddy Rose, we used to call him. And right away, it come to me, because he must have told him, you see. He didn't mention my name or anything.
Mm.
He just mentioned the name of the mill.
Uh-huh.
So he said to me, "Have you got a Daily Worker, fool?" So I said, "Yeah." So he's going to have a look at it. So I said, "It's at home." So he said, "Well, bring it in." I said, "What for? Why don't you go and buy one?" So he said, "Yes, I'll do that." Now he was walking away. He said, "Only there's an article in there," he said. "And it mentions no names," he said. but it sounds as though someone's talking about me and giving false information, which it wasn't true. It was true what had happened. I can't remember what had happened.
Mm.
Anyway, it was for days going in the different news agents trying to get a daily worker, because news agents in them days wouldn't accept the daily worker.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's just certain shops. So anyway, eventually I got one. And he, as the bell used to go the morning at 7:45, then used to set your machines up. And I saw him coming out of his office. Little cocky little swine he was. And he had his paper in his hand. And he walked along, you know, you've got to swipe him now. I was trembling in my bloody shoes, I did. Because we were all looking, you know, all the girls like looking on things. Because they had seen it. I'd shown it to some of them, you know.
Mm.
And they laughed about it. And he walked up to me and he said, "See, I've got it. And it's you that's put this in." So I said, "Prove it." "Never mind, prove it." He said, "I'll get me on back with you, boo," he said.
Mm.
"I'll see you out of here." So I said, "Try it." Or something, "Are you threatening me?" Or something like that. But he never left me alone for months, that fella didn't.
Really?
When I used to have to go to the toilet, he'd be stood outside, or he'd bang on the door. He'd tail me all round that bloody room for months, he did.
Really?
That little swine did.
And just followed you?
Yeah. Okay. And what? You had to keep your floors clean.
Mm.
Cotton used to drop off your machines. And you always had, the sweeping brush was there.
Yeah.
And you always had to keep sweeping it up. And he used to come down and deliberately drop a piece. And you going to pick it up and he'd spit in it. His dirty tricks that he had.
Oh, dear.
He did, he used to spit in it. Oh. And go, whoop! That's how you have to shout in the mill for you to look at me.
Oh, yeah.
He'd go, whoop! Oh, you look, you see, you look. And you go, and he used to spit in it.
Oh.
The tricks that he used to do.
Mm. And what's this?
Oh, no wonder I down the camera's back.
Well, yeah.
Ready for revolution then, or? With that arm yet.